It's springtime again, and here on the Beer Coasters podcast, we're trying two beers from two different springtime variety packs, as well as a black IPA from Alaska.
Let's crack it.
I am straight Craftus Erectus right now.
Oh, don't drink that beer. That's for the bugs. Here, have this wine.
I'm quite a few ounces into the show right now.
Welcome to the Beer Coasters.
Hello, and welcome back to the Beer Coasters podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to bringing you the best and worst.
We are dedicated.
That's right. The best and worst in mostly American craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between. That one's for you, Gina. I'm your host this week. This is Mike in Boston. This is Toby in Las Vegas. And joining me is...
Toby in Las Vegas. Mike from Boston, Massachusetts.
So this week...
You can see our program guide got a little mixed up this week.
It's officially spring, so spring has sprung, and we're drinking the spring releases.
It's a springin'.
Uh-huh.
We got the springin'.
Springin' how's that?
Flowers and the little bunny rabbits.
Yeah. So for our fermentation conversation, Mike and I are both trying the Sam Adams Alpine Spring. Big surprise there. And out east, Mike, what are you trying? What you representing in the east?
I'm going to try something that was in the Magic Hat Spring Pack. I don't know if you guys remember the Rock and Roll Show. It wasn't that long ago. I did the vinyl.
I'm trying not to remember the Rock and Roll Show.
Well, it's hard to remember the Rock
That's and right. Roll That's Show. What it's hard to remember. Yeah.
So this week, I'm going to pull from that Spring Variety Pack and try the Magic Hat Plus Minus.
Interesting.
Interesting name, yes.
And I will be trying the Alaskan Black IPA. Oh, yeah. So, I say we get right into it. Let's spring into our show and start trying this Sam Adams beer. What do you say?
This is a fermentation conversation.
Okay, so this is the Samuel Adams Alpine Spring. You can find this in 6-packs, 12-packs. The Brewer's Choice 12-pack?
Yeah, Brewer's Choice Variety Pack.
Yeah. Which I was going to say something about the whole Sam Adams thing. I know we've talked about the whole seasonals, and I've heard from listeners that talk about how they don't like that Sam Adams puts out these variety packs with these weird beers in there, and it's like, why are you going to make me buy, you know, a 12 pack when I really only want to try like three of the beers? I don't want to try all six. The other three are, you know, too malty and too sweet and too this and that. But I think that it's a good way to introduce Sam Adams drinkers to a totally new style that they hadn't thought of before. You know, they buy the variety pack, absolutely, and they go, oh, well, it's got the Boston Lager, I like that, and it's got the
Irish Red,
yeah, that's a good one. And there's this new one called the Mighty Oak, and then there's this one called the Alpine Spring. Yeah, I'll try these. So at least it's almost like Sam Adams is like forcing people to try new things.
I think it's great, you know, to have something, because it's one of those things where you wouldn't seek it out, but yet here it is in a pack. So you're going to try it, you know?
Yeah.
Or if you don't try it, maybe some of your friends will try it and say, oh, this is pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Even though you had no intention on trying it. They're like, oh, really? It's good? Okay, I'll give it a try.
Or you'll try it and you'll think it's horrible.
Voila! The craft beer community has snatched you up.
Or you'll try it and you'll think it's horrible and you'll think, I don't like holiday porters. I don't like porters. These are nasty. They're too with the fruit and the spices. This is, I think I'll stick with my Boston Lager and my Noble Pills.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to drink this one. This is in the pack, and I'm looking forward to it.
So this one is a Keller beer. So it's a type of lager, and I think this is the first time I've actually heard of a Keller beer that I know of. I don't think I've ever heard the style of a Keller beer. So I was going to throw it to the beer jargon guy to see if he could shed a little light, a little sunshine on the Keller beer.
And now time for craft beer jargon.
For this week's beer jargon, the term is a Keller beer. Keller beer is a rather old, rare, and unique German beer style. Keller beers are unfiltered and unpasteurized lagers that date back to at least the Middle Ages. The beer is matured and exposed in deep vaults. The final product is a smooth, naturally cloudy beer that is rich in vitamins from the yeast. Hop bitterness can be high and alcohol will vary. There is also a lighter, less pronounced version of this beer called the Zwickel beer.
Wow.
Wow.
Interesting.
And now you know. And I didn't even, that other name he mentioned at the end there, the Zwickel.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That's kind of cool too.
Sounds like a candy.
Wow. We see that. What this, the amount of shows we can have here are endless, folks.
Yeah.
Here we are, three seasons in. The third season's almost done. Mm-hmm. And we got new beer styles. Yeah. What?
Insane.
Crazy.
Crazy. So this is the from the Boston Beer Company out of Boston, Massachusetts, and they're also in Cincinnati, Ohio, Lehigh Valley, Pennsylvania, Tumwater, Washington, Rochester, New York, La Crosse, Wisconsin. They're all over the map.
Las Vegas, Nevada, Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
Kidding.
They've been brewing since 1984. Wow. Like we said, this is styled as a Keller beer. ABV of 5.5%, 19 IBUs. Let's crack it.
I'm actually going to use a Pilsner glass.
Yes.
I just figured, oh, you got
me
one
too.
I figured when I heard that it was like unfiltered, that I just thought it might be a good idea to have a nice tall glass to see kind of all this.
Oh, yeah.
Unfiltered lageriness.
Yeah. It has to be presented well. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
So
it's yellow. Like lemon candy.
Lots of head. I poured pretty aggressively. So I've got a good 2 Yeti fingers of head on there.
I got a pinky nail worth of head. It's gone.
Very frothy.
Maybe it's got a dirty glass.
It's yellow, but it's kind of an orangish yellow.
Mine's yellow. It's like lemon candy, where you can't see through it, but the light, you know, it's translucent, but not transparent.
Right. Yeah, maybe it's the bulb I'm using here, but it seems to have a little bit of orangeness to it. Maybe. Slightly cloudy.
Maybe you got to get better bulbs.
Yeah.
Better bulbs for your beer from Beer Coasters.
On the nose.
Lemon lageriness.
Yeah, it smells kind of dirty too. But yeah, very lemony. Some grassiness. Yeah, there's that stinky lageriness. Look at this. 2 weeks in a row we're drinking lagers. What is going on here? We need Beer Coaster Chris back. Jeez.
Well, we're not going to get him back if we're drinking lagers every week.
It's like, oh, screw those guys.
Like a lemon, like a lemon bread.
Yeah, like a lemon sweet bread.
I'm getting some of that lager smell in there too.
Yeah.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Very light.
Light and crisp.
Very lemony, but not like a sour lemon. It's just like a sweet lemon.
Yeah. Actually, looks and tastes like a lemon candy.
Yeah.
Minus the sugar, but something else in there too. I don't want to say like coriander or something, but there's some other kind of don't know. There's something with the grain. I'm not sure. What malts did they say they use?
Oh, yeah. We didn't even get into the ingredients yet. The malts are Two Row Harrington, Metcalf, and Copeland Pale Malts. Honey malt.
Maybe it is honey malt then. Maybe that's what's...
I was getting like a cereal, like a very like lemony cereal type. Because it's not quite toasted and it's not quite biscuity. I mean, a little bit of biscuitiness, but the hops are, of course, they use a noble hop variety of the Tettnang and the Tettnanger. And the yeast strain is their signature Samuel Adams lager yeast. It even has a little bit of a stickiness. So it's crisp in the beginning, but then in the aftertaste, it kind of leaves you with a little bit of that, a little sticky maltiness.
Yeah.
It's not super lagery, you know? There's really no metallic-y.
No, I'm not. I actually was worried about it because in the aroma, I thought that I was going to get a kind of a metallic-y taste. Just because it smelled like a lager to me, but I'm not getting any kind of metallic-y taste on the tongue.
Are you picking up on any kind of soapiness? Like it almost tastes kind of soapy in the aftertaste. You know what I mean? Not like a really strong, like borax type soap, but there's this weird...
Well, you know you're supposed to rinse your glasses after you wash them, right?
Yes, I'm getting a bit of a Palmolive on the aftertaste, sir.
In the original Dawn flavor.
You see what I'm saying, or no?
No, I'm not really getting it. Very crisp, though, and light. This is another one, you know, to kind of...
Super chuggable.
Try to convert people over, you know, from one of these instead of a...
Well...
Bud Light.
Summer Shandy.
Well, you know, this might not be a bad beer to make a shandy out of.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because it's not, there's not too much.
It's already on the lemony side.
Yeah. So to add, you know, that little bit of lemonade into a beer like this in the summertime, which this is kind of reminding me more of a summer beer. I actually would prefer this over their summer, what do they call it? Just summer ale?
Yeah, it's the summer ale from...
I'd prefer this over the summer ale in
the
summertime.
Wait a minute. You're picking a lager over an ale?
I am, actually, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It's just going down the tubes here, folks.
What have we become?
I don't know.
We're being converted.
Maybe.
We're going like the exact opposite.
Yeah, I know. We go from...
I'm tired of all these full-flavored ales. I'm going with the light lagers. Jeez.
Next up,
well, you know, it is Czech Pils.
It is a
nice break. You know, although I think I've complained. I don't know if I've complained on the show, but I didn't get my fill of stouts and porters this past winter.
Yeah,
I should have drank more.
We're going to have to pull some out of the... the beer fridge for spring cleaning, and we're going to have to pull some heavy stouts.
Yeah. What would you pair with this?
Man, this one, honestly, for me, it's more of a snack. Like a snack beer, you know? So you could have it with, like, cheese and crackers or...
Yeah.
Something to that effect.
While you're at the bar shooting some pool,
drinking some...
fries or some pretzels or...
Yep, exactly. It's that. I mean, it's not rich, deep, you know, it doesn't have
chips.
Too much to hold up to anything too flavorful. But it's a good, crisp summer beer. You know, it's still going to, you know, you can have a hot dog or hamburger with this beer too, you know?
Yeah. I'm going with some original Lay's potato chips.
All right.
Real salty, you know, greasy. So, this is, let's see, Rate Beer. Rate Beer rating 80 out of 100 and a 96 to style. What was the style? Do you remember?
The style is a Keller beer.
That's what they have on Rate Beer?
Well, I'm not sure if they call it that on Rate Beer. Rate Beer never gets the style right anyway, so.
Yeah. Beer Advocate users gave it an 83, which is good. Nothing from the bros.
All the bros.
So if you want to check out Sam Adams' website, go to www.samadams.com. And we'll be back right after this.
Gemini Lounge, a chill new cocktail bar in Portland, Oregon. A gourmet bar food haven with creative cocktails, happy hour specials, drink specials, and great local beers on tap. Don't forget to go to beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Gemini Lounge logo, and print out your free draft beer voucher. Gemini Lounge is committed to supporting local and eco-friendly options. Local handmade and vintage art on the walls, and even 75% of the building materials were purchased from locally owned businesses. Located at 6526 Southeast Foster Road, Portland, Oregon. Great tunes, good vibes, it's Gemini Lounge.
Thank you for that.
Anytime.
This week's hop topic comes to you, or comes to us, from the United States of Good Beer. Now, it's a good.is is the website.
It's not awesome.good.is?
Well, I think it's actually called good.is, but that picture that we're looking at, this map that we will post on our website, is awesome.good.is. So,
oh, okay.
So what these what this website did was I guess they have members, and they came across the Houston Press put up a map of the United States, and each state had a picture of a beer, which was supposed to be like a beer that represented that state, like the most popular beer or whatever. I don't know if there was any kind of research done before the Houston Press put this map up, but this website, this Good Lifestyle website, put the map up, and I guess they had a bunch of their members start complaining about, like, why is, you know, this beer represented in this state? You know, why is Pabst Blue Ribbon representing this state? That's not the best beer. You know, that's not good beer of this state. That shouldn't represent this state for good beer. So,
shouldn't represent any state for good beer.
So, this website, this Good Lifestyle website, they did their own poll. They said, okay, well then tell us what you think is, you know, makes the best beer of your state. So they redid the map, and they added all the states and what their members thought and their community thought was represented that state. So we're going to go through each state in alphabetical order. And if we disagree, we're going to say why we disagree in whichever. So,
yeah.
And of course there's ones that we have never heard of because, you know, we can't get beer from Alabama.
Yeah. Or West Virginia.
So, Mike, you want to start it off?
Sure. I'll make it down to Nevada, and I'll hand it back over to you. So, in alphabetical order, Alaska is Alaskan Brewing Company. Arizona.
What about Alabama? You didn't say Alabama.
I didn't. Oh, you know why? Because it's not scrolled all the way up. That's why. Alabama. Good People. Never heard of them.
Never heard of them. Next.
Alaska. Alaskan Brewing Company. Man, I spoiled that one. Arizona. Nimbus. Never heard of them.
Never heard of them.
Arkansas.
Now who have you heard of that's from Arizona? Oh, have you heard of any Arizona breweries?
Get me on the spot now.
No, like offhand, do you know of any Arizona breweries?
No, I can't think. Offhand, I can't think of any Arizona breweries. No.
The only one I know of offhand is Four Peaks.
Okay.
So I don't know if you've heard of Four Peaks. I don't even think I can get them here.
Maybe if I've seen the label, but I haven't. I don't think I've seen them around here.
I don't think their distribution is very big. I went to a beer tasting one time, and there was a representative from Four Peaks that was there, and we tried their beers, but for some reason I haven't seen them here in Nevada, but whatever.
Yeah.
Nimbus, never heard of them. Sorry.
Yeah, never heard of Nimbus. Arkansas, Diamond Bear.
Never heard of them.
California, Lagunitas.
Okay, this is a big one. Because there's a lot of breweries in California, and California is big in the craft beer scene. So for Lagunitas to be the number one, that's pretty hefty.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, when you think of ones
that maybe have been around a lot longer.
Oh yeah.
You think of like Anchor or
Sierra Nevada
or Mendocino, Sierra Nevada. Yep. Is Sierra Nevada? Yep. Sierra Nevada, that's a Chino. Chico, not Chino.
Yeah.
I don't think there's any breweries in Chino. Unless they're brewing in the prison.
It's bathtub gin that they're brewing there.
Yeah. But there's a ton. Not to mention Southern California, you know, you got Stone and Alesmith and Ballast Point and the list goes on.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, Lagunitas is awesome. I mean, most of the stuff I've had from Lagunitas is really good.
I think it just surprises us that it's the brewery for the state, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would think that, automatically that Sierra Nevada would get it just by sheer volume, you know?
Right.
But, okay. So Colorado, New Belgium. I don't think there's any surprise there.
Yeah.
Connecticut is Willimantic Brewing Company. You know, I am very close to Connecticut. I've never heard of this brewing company. And I'm sure Tony 411 is from Beer 411 is going to be ashamed and disappointed in me, but I've never heard of that brewery. So maybe I'll have to try to get some if it's that popular in the state.
Who else is big in Connecticut that you know of?
I think I have a few Connecticut beers. I've had Thomas Hooker.
Thomas Hooker.
New England Brewing Company. I like their, they have an amber that I actually really like. New England Brewing Company. What else? There's,
Who's the one that you did the whale tail or whatever? Wasn't that somebody out of Connecticut or no?
No, we did a story about
the whales.
Remember
ale.
They were saying that it was like, one of the beers
fake.
Were disguised as saying it was from a brewery from Connecticut. There's actually a lot on here that I haven't heard of, but those are the big the ones that I can think of is New England Brewing Company and Thomas Hooker. Not that they're, you know, better than any of these. I'm just saying, you know, what I've heard of. Because I mean, if I had the Thomas Hooker, what is it, watermelon something or other. So, I'm not saying that they're the best there, but I've never heard of the Willimantic. Now I'm gonna have to try to seek out some of their stuff.
Yeah.
So Delaware, there's no surprise in this one, folks. Dogfish Head.
Yep.
Florida, Landshark. That's right, folks. Landshark Lager.
Really?
Yes.
Come on, Florida.
Well,
seriously?
Listen, Floridians, you better start brewing because there's a market. I'm telling you right now.
Isn't Cigar City, like Cigar City is out of Florida? And I mean, there's a lot. Florida's actually has a.
Yeah.
Is Terrapin? I think Terrapin's in.
No, Florida? Terrapin's Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
Yeah. I think. I could be wrong now, too. And we don't know anything.
Who's the 420 guys? Who's the 420 guys? They do a beer called 420. Who is that?
I don't know.
It's not Terrapin. It's
They have a beer called 420.
Yeah, it's called like the 420 Ale or something. I think they're out of Florida.
Sweetwater.
Sweetwater.
That's Georgia too, I think.
Oh, okay. Jeez, Georgia, Florida, whatever. Just kidding.
All right. So let's run down.
Let's
a few
keep going. Yeah, we got a lot more to go.
Yeah, we got Georgia is Wild Heaven. Never heard of them. Hawaii is Kona.
All right. Idaho. I can see that.
Nothing.
Nothing from Idaho.
I say Grand Teton just because it's the only one that I really know from there.
Yeah.
That I've heard of.
They're pretty big. I don't know why Idaho didn't chime in.
Yeah. Illinois, Two Brothers Brewing.
I've heard of them.
I would think Goose Island for that one. Indiana, Upland. Iowa, Madhouse Brewing. Kansas, Free State. Kentucky, Bluegrass Brewing Company. Louisiana, Abita.
All right, I see that.
Maine, Allagash. No complaints with that one. That's actually a great brewery. Allagash Black is one of my favorites. Maryland, Flying Dog Brewery. That's all a good one.
Can see that.
Massachusetts, Harpoon. I think that's, you know, more popularity than anything. I think I've mentioned several times that Harpoon Brewery is what Sam Adams kind of used to be, you know.
That's funny that Sam Adams didn't actually get it, though.
Yeah. Michigan, Bell's Brewery. Minnesota, Summit. Mississippi, Lazy Magnolia. Missouri, Boulevard.
Oh, yeah, Boulevard. Totally.
Montana, Big Sky Brewing Company. Are they the Moose Drool? Is it Big Sky?
Yeah. They're pretty good. I've had a couple of Big Sky beers that I've been pretty impressed with. Moose Drool's pretty good. Yeah. Their IPA is pretty good.
Nebraska is Lucky Bucket. Nevada, this one's interesting. It's actually BJ's Restaurant and Brewery. And I thought that was an interesting choice to do like a brew pub as, you know, restaurant as opposed to brewery. So that's kind of cool.
I'm pretty sure that they're based out of here. I know I've done BJ's before on the show and they're pretty good. I mean, there's a few here in Vegas that I've gone to and they're good. I wouldn't say that they're the best. I've had some local breweries here in Vegas that are better than BJ's, but statewide, I can see how BJ's would take it. I'm not sure if they have a BJ's up in Reno. Yeah, I could see that. They're like the Carl Strauss of Nevada, you know.
Yeah. Who? New Hampshire. Schmuddy Nose.
Schmuddy Nose.
I'm surprised that that's not Red Hook. But Red Hook is...
Well, they're really based out of Washington. Yeah,
because I know there's the two breweries are kind of east west. So I guess their home base would be Washington, New Jersey, Flying Fish, New Mexico, Marble Brewing, New York, Six Point. Now, this is actually how I became aware of the article was that they named Six Point the best in New York. I have been very, very happy with the Six Point brews that I've tried.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very impressed with their beer. So I am surprised that it's kind of number one on New York's list, but I am not disappointed with Six Point. I think it, you know, rivals probably anything coming out of that state right now.
Well, what else? I think the one right behind that missed it by like one vote was Omegang.
And I totally disagree. I don't think Omegang... And it's tough, too, because, I mean...
Well, they're totally different.
It's kind of apples to oranges at that point. You know, it's really a different, completely different beer styles, you know.
But still, I mean, Omegang puts out some great Belgian stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, what
Who else Brooklyn? Is there in New York? You got
Brooklyn Brewery. Yeah. There's tons. I mean, there's smaller ones, like they mentioned Captain Lawrence, which I've tried...
I remember
one of their beers before. It was like wine, like aged in wine barrels or something.
Yeah.
They're, I know they're big with craft beer guys in the New York area. So, North Carolina, Full Steam. North Dakota is Granite City. Ohio is Great Lakes. Oklahoma is Chalk Beer. Now, did Chris or you try a chalk
Chris
beer?
Chris did. Yeah, Chris did the chalk beer.
Yeah.
I forget what show that was on, but yeah, he did the chalk beer from Oklahoma. That's cool.
Oregon, Full Sail.
That's another one that's like pretty crazy that Full Sail. I mean, Full Sail is good. Don't get me wrong. That's another one of those pretty solid breweries that everything they put out is good.
Coming out of Oregon, which is a very craft brewery rich state, you know.
So that's pretty impressive. Because I wouldn't say that Oregon has the most beer snobs, but Oregon definitely has a lot of very picky and very proud people, beer drinkers.
You know what?
Oh yeah, Rogue. I mean, Rogue's definitely bigger.
Out of all of them, would probably be the biggest one in my, in my eyes. Yeah. Pennsylvania is Victory. Great choice. Victory! I love Victory. One of the only pills that they actually love. Rhode Island is Coastal Extreme Brewing. I think I've had their stuff before, and I didn't like it. Mm. South Carolina, Coast Brewing Company. South Dakota, Crow Peak Brewing Company. Tennessee, Yazoo. Texas,
St. Arnold Brewing.
Utah, Squatters.
Nice.
Vermont, The Shed. I've never heard of it.
It's out back.
I guess so. Virginia, Star Hill Brewing, and Washington, Epic Ales. Washington, D.C. is Capital City Brewing. West Virginia
the only one.
Is Bridge Brew Works. Yeah.
It's the only one in D.C.
Wisconsin is New Glarus. Did I not go all the way down? Nope, I didn't.
Wyoming.
And Wyoming is Snake River Brewery.
Sweet. We've had Snake River on the show.
Yeah. Well, I've had New Glarus. I don't know if I tried it on the show, but I had the Spotted Cow.
Yeah.
And that's like the only one I've ever even seen around here. And I know
I had
that we've
some
had
Glarus.
Some backwash where some people have asked about us trying to get some New Glarus stuff.
I think when I was in Michigan last summer, I had some New Glarus beers.
So there you have it, folks.
All right.
The United States of good beer.
Sweet. Let's move on.
Yeah, it'll be up on our Hop Topics section of the website, and you'll be able to check out this cool map and and see what
argue.
They got.
Get mad.
Argue. And now we get some breweries to look for in some future episodes, so looking forward to that.
Totally.
New beer is always good.
Back east, we've got Mike drinking beer. Let's hear what he has to say about this one.
Okay, for my shiznizzle, I'm trying Magic Hat Plus Minus. That's right, folks.
Plus or minus.
It is a strange name. This is from a Magic Hat Brewing Company out of South Burlington, Vermont. Their website is www.magichat.net. This style is called a Dark Mild.
Dark Mild?
Yes, mild. Mild is a beer style, which I think we've talked about before on the show.
I don't know. We might have to ask the beer jargon guy again.
We'll have to figure out what episode we talked about mild.
Mild?
The ABV on this beer is 4.2. The IBUs are a whopping 15. And I'm going to crack it, and then I'll talk a little bit about the ingredients.
What was our Alpine Spring 19? So,
yeah, we're high on the IBU charts this week. You might make up for it with your black IPA. I don't know. Time will tell.
Yeah, I think so. I will. It'll be more than both of these combined. I tell you that much.
So Magic Hat uses an English ale yeast in this beer. For hops, they use Northern Brewer. And for malts, they use a two-row pale Maris Otter. I'm a big fan. Chocolate.
You just Victory. Like otters.
Yeah, I just like otters. Victory, Akara 45, and Special B.
Oh, yeah.
Special B featuring Maris Otter. So, it is, looks like a brown ale. It's on the lighter side of brown ale. It's the light shines through it nicely. It's it looks like kind of a lighter body brown. On the nose, I get about a like, pinky
like
finger
between
head.
An amber and a brown.
Yeah. On the nose, I get some musty, nutty brown, like chocolate and nuts. And like cereal, a darker malt. Maybe a tiny bit of like that toffee aroma, but not much. But it has a very damp, kind of malty aroma. But it's actually kind of nice. A little bit like cocoa powder.
Mike likes it damp.
Taking a sip, yeah.
It's kind of tastes like a nut brown, but thin. But it's got all the flavors of a nice brown ale. But it's definitely lighter. Tiny bit of sweetness up front. Then you get a little bit of the cocoa and then it kind of dries up. Kind of a bitter nuttiness at the end. It's very light, but it's nice. I mean, all the flavor's there, but it's just got a light body to it. If I was going to pair this with something, it'd be a good steak beer. Steak on the grill.
Yeah.
Or some, maybe some ribs too. As long as everything was kind of, mild.
Yeah.
You know, not too powerful of a barbecue sauce, or even if it's a dry rub, not too spicy. But just a good steak would go good with this beer. It's got some nice malt characters. Not a lot of bitterness at all in this beer. It does kind of, crisp up nice at the end. Yeah, this beer with a steak would be pretty good. Rate Beer rates this 40 out of 100. But to Style, they actually rate it 25 out of 100.
Wow.
Beer Advocate users rate this an 80, and the Ahlstrom Brothers also rate it an 80, which is considered good. If you get a chance, check this one out. This is in their spring seasonal variety. That this is available from January to March, from January 15th to the end of March, and it's in their spring pack. And I've tried the vinyl and the plus and minus. They also have the demo, which is a black IPA, and Magic Hat number 9, which everybody knows is probably their flagship beer. So check it out.
Aces and Ales, premium craft beer bar in Las Vegas, Nevada, with happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 7 p.m. With a wide variety of hard-to-find craft beer on draft and bottle. Special tappings every month. Don't forget to stop by www.beercoasterspodcast.com, click on the Aces and Ales logo, and print out your free draft coupon. That's right, Aces and Ales, 3740 South Nellis Boulevard, Eastside, Las Vegas, Nevada. All killer, no filler.
And now out west, it's time for Toby to drink some beer. Let's hear what he has to say about it, shall we?
Toby's Tasting Flight.
No, 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 don't funk with my heart. I wonder if I take you home.
No, 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 not the black eyed peas. This is a black IPA. Right?
Yes. That is correct. Not the black eyed peas. The black IPA.
Yeah. This is Alaskan Brewing Company. This is their spring seasonal. It's called a black IPA. Not to be confused with their, I think it was called the Double Black or something like that. It was one of their like Brewmaster's Reserves that they came out with a year or two ago. So that kind of sparked the idea for them to put out like a seasonal black IPA. So Alaskan Brewing Company is out of Juneau, Alaska. They've been brewing since 1988. So these guys are old school. This beer comes in at 6.4% ABV. Now, Beer Advocate calls this an American black ale, which I think is ridiculous because how many American black ales are there, right? There's stouts, there's porters. I mean, these things are black, right? They're ales that are black. To me, this is like, I don't know. I think it's dumb. I don't like the name American black ale. That's dumb. It's like calling it an, it's just like calling it an ale. Like, this is an ale. Oh yeah. Well, no duh, it's an ale. No duh, it's an American black ale.
We've had the whole black IPA discussion before. What was it? The Cascadian dark ales.
That whole thing with the black IPA and the Cascadian dark ale and whatever. But just to call it an American black ale, that just, to me, sounds very vague. A stout is an American black ale, right? What if it's an American stout? It's black and it's an ale. That's just dumb. I don't know. I mean, maybe people would say, well, then why do you call them pale ales? Because they're pale? Paler than what? I don't know. Whatever. I think it's dumb. I don't want to call it an American black ale. I'll call it a black IPA.
Yeah, I think
Alaskan calls it a black IPA.
I think we've settled on, as silly as the title sounds when you say it out, you know, the Black India Pale Ale, it's something that seems to have stuck. The Black IPA name has stuck more than anything else. It seems, I don't know, that's what it seems like to me.
Yeah, tell that to some Oregonian brewers.
I'm sure there's a lot of things you can tell Oregonian brewers. And they're going to tell you that you're wrong.
This comes at 65 IBU, so it's right there in the very nice range. I'm going to crack it.
I just want to mention that the two previous IBUs together didn't match this IBU scale here. Glug, glug.
Oh, yeah.
Alaskans.
Now, I am a fan of the style. I like them. I like the black IPAs. I think, what was it, the Sublimely Self-Righteous? Didn't that win one of our beers of the year? Or maybe not.
I think I know we're all big fans of it.
Yeah.
Which was previously... Is it the 11th anniversary?
Yes. Stone's 11th anniversary. So I got about a finger, human finger of off-white head. It's
Now we're actually saying human fingers.
Yeah. It's very, very dark, dark brown with some...
No, it's black.
With some...
Alaskan says so. But they could have been brewing in the 6 months that it's black.
Yeah. It's dark out. It's dark. Look at that. It's dark.
And of course, we all know that the Alaskan Brewing Company brews outside.
Yes. There are some like amberish, like a dark amber highlights. So on the nose,
holy,
a little bit of hops
crap
in there.
They use 8 different malts in this one.
Oh, yeah. The ingredients are, it's a glacier-fed water. Cascade and Centennial hops, and an array of 8 different pale, caramel, and chocolate malts.
I just want to know how many brewers out there feed their water glaciers.
Yeah, not many. So yeah, on the nose, I'm getting like a very candied hop smell. There's a little bit of pine. There's a little dustiness, earthy.
I think an AB could go with that thing and say, you know, all our beers are country corn-fed.
Yeah.
Corn-fed beer.
Nebraska corn-fed. Yeah, there's this big sweetness on the nose, and it's like a sugary sweetness. Like a creamy sugar sweetness on the nose, as well as some really piney hops, maybe some chocolate. Okay, I'm gonna take a sip.
Sounds good. I am jealous.
Taking a sip, yeah.
Really good bite. Very, very clean. There's a little bit of roastiness. The mouthfeel is very, very clean. It washes over really fast. There's almost no stickiness on the tongue. There's a little bit on the tip of the tongue. There's this, like, creamy, sugary-ness. There's a really nice roastiness. There's some little, it's, the hops are there. Yeah, like the hops are there, but this is really well balanced. Like I'm almost getting a little bit more of the roasted coffee than I am the hops. But in the aftertaste, you get a little bit of that like coffee bitterness, a little bit of the roasty bitterness, creamy sweetness. A little bit, it's pretty drinkable too. What did I say? 6.4%. So that's a good, it's a pretty decent ABV.
Yes.
Like a nice, almost session ABV. That's another thing. That's Alaskan is one of those breweries where you really can't find anything to complain about. There's everything they put out is solid. It's just good. I mean, all the stuff, everything I've had from Alaskan is good from there.
Smoked porter.
The smoked porter is good.
The amber.
Yeah, the Alaskan amber, which might even be their flagship, or maybe even like the big, is it not Big Swell? The
Alaskan amber IPA. I remember having that actually at your house. You had a keg of it, I think, right?
Yeah, and last year I had the Alaskan amber on keg.
And, I mean, on tap. It had a nice sweet malt flavor. That, I mean, you could just drink that all night long. It was good stuff.
This is pretty good. Good roastiness. Very drinkable. But yeah, like the hops, they're there, but they're not like overpowering. It doesn't feel like, I mean, I've had some black IPAs before. Maybe that's where I'm a little thrown off by the lack of super hoppiness, but I've had some like over the top Cascadian dark ales or black IPAs where it was like super hoppy. Super, like some of the hoppiest beers I've ever had were black IPAs. So I don't know if maybe that's kind of throwing me off a little bit, thinking that that's typical of the style. Like I should, you should expect super hops, like even more than your typical IPA for whatever reason, maybe to like balance out with that roastiness that you get, you know, from those like chocolate malts and stuff like that. But anyway, yeah, not super hoppy. Pretty nice. For food pairing.
Food.
God, I don't know what to do with this. I'm thinking maybe something caramely. Like maybe a creme brulee or like a caramel cheesecake or
a flan.
Flan. Something that's light and caramely, I think would go good. Even if you had like a flan, I think you're right on with that, Mike. I think flan might be the perfect one for this. Pretty good.
There's some kind of cake I had one time. It was called, I don't know, some kind of like milk cake. It was like a dulce de leche cake or something like that. And that sounds like
something my cousin's
good with that.
My cousin's wife makes that. It's like the bottom half of the cake is soaked in milk.
Yeah.
And it's like really dense and and it's like got the caramel in it and all this stuff. I forget what it's called. It's some sort of like something de leche or whatever.
Yeah.
It's that's that yeah, that would work too. Yeah. So was I. Something de leche.
I think it's dulce de leche, right? Leche is milk and dulce is
sweet.
Caramel, right?
I think dulce is sweet or sugar. Hmm. Caramel, I don't know what that is. I could be totally wrong. So this is the Alaskan Black IPA. They're spring seasonal. Rate Beer gave this a 90 out of 100. Beer Advocate users gave it an 83, which is good. Nothing from the bros. Check out more beers and info at www.alaskanbeer.com. And we'll be back right after this, bitches. Yeah.
It's a dream of the week. Dream of the week.
Secret Call says, I feel like there are two kinds of beer. Beer that gets you drunk and beer that makes you pee. Also, I totally Fonzie'd my car headlight. No backwash this week, but if you'd like to send us an email, you can email us backwash@beercoasterspodcast.com, or you can even call our hotline, 339-225-9274, or 339-BACKWASH, without the C.
All right, everybody, last call.
Time for last call. What you got for pot ratings, Mike? Beer Coaster Mike.
Okay.
Give me some pot ratings.
Well, Beer Coaster Toby finishes his wonderful song.
I'm done.
Some pot ratings. Sam Adams, Alpine Spring. It was crisp and light and citrusy, and would be a good beer to kind of hand out to people who like Blue Moon.
Yeah.
Or, you know, something to that effect.
Oh, totally, yeah.
Not that it tastes like a Belgian wit, but it's actually crisper than a wit beer, but it has a citrusy. It's a good summer beer. It's kind of odd that they would call this one the spring beer. But this I would actually prefer over the summer ale, because I think the summer ale is a little bit...
Isn't that summer ale where
a little bit more body to it, and it's not as crisp?
Don't they put a bunch of coriander in that?
I think there's coriander or
Grains of Paradise.
Grains of Paradise.
That's the big Sam Adams. I think they bought stock in Grains of Paradise or something, so they threw it in all their beers. Something like that. Oh, but Jim Cook says that it's an old-fashioned ingredient in brewing. Our forefathers used it.
Ancient brewing spice.
Yes.
So, man, this is a tough one. It's a good crisp. I'm gonna give it a 3. It's a good crisp beer, but it's not. It's just not my favorite. I do think that it's a very drinkable beer, and if it was available, I would order it like in a restaurant when Sam Adams seasonal is your only choice. I would definitely grab this beer.
Yeah.
As opposed to having nothing, which you've talked about off mic a little bit.
It's better than having nothing, I guess.
Yes, absolutely. It's got a good crispness in the citrusy. It just reminds me of a good summer beer. Great, you know, hanging out outside in the sun at the barbecue. It's a good beer for something like that. It had such a lemony quality to it. I was thinking of the Lemonhead candy minus the, you know, really super sourness, but I'm going to call this a loggerhead.
Loggerhead.
That's my one word. For the Magic Hat, plus minus, this was, it had some good flavor. This actually reminds me of
was
when we talked about...
Was it plus or minus?
Let's see.
Did you feel positive or negative about the beer, Mike?
For this one, I really enjoyed the flavor. It had this kind of cocoa, nutty flavor to it. Really light. I'm not a big fan of the mild, but if I'm... It's I do appreciate, you know... it's similar to me, like... this one is similar to, what is it? Like a Schwarz beer?
Yeah.
But just a little pulled back. But what it really reminds me of is when we did the small beer show a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of, this is a second running from some big beer. So say like some Imperial Porter or something to that effect. And then they decided to run another beer behind it. That's what they would come out with is a mild, like a mild brown.
Mm.
And that's what this kind of reminds me of. For... my pint rating on this one, don't know. I mean, as milds go, this is kind of what it's supposed to be. I don't agree with the whole rate beer, you know, rating on this one. So I'm going to give it a 4.
Wow.
Because I think it's what it's supposed to be. For my one word answer, or rename, or whatever you want to call it, I'm going to call it Goober, because it's got that chocolate and peanut thing going on.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm going to call it Goober.
Right on. Yeah, my take on the Sam Adams Alpine Spring, I'm pretty much with you there, Mike. Except for I probably liked it a little bit less. I don't know why. I probably won't pick this up again, but I could see how it is, like, totally something that a lot of people could like, especially in the summertime. So I think I'm going to go 2.5 on this one. Pretty middle of the road. It's not horrible. It's not spectacular. It's drinkable. Very drinkable. It doesn't really come off as too lagery, which is nice. I mean, that
was a big plus for me.
It is a big plus. So, you know, 2.5 is in the middle. You know, nothing too fancy. My one word. I'm gonna go with recreation.
It's not on high. Recreation.
Yeah, because it's like a recreational beer. It's nothing, you know, whatever. You drink it while you're shooting hoops with your buds, or, you know, outside mowing your lawn.
Not recreational. This is actually a lawnmower beer.
Yeah.
It tastes kind of like a lawnmower beer to me. So.
On to the Alaskan Black IPA. This is really good. I mean, it's very drinkable. Drinkable for an IPA, drinkable for a black IPA. It's, I don't know, man. I'm a fan of Alaskan Brewing Company. I haven't had a bad beer from them yet, so I'm going to go 4.5. It's not perfect, but it's still pretty awesome. And I think, I mean, because I'm such a big fan of the drinkability, and the fact that it's 65 IBUs, doesn't really feel like a 65 IBU beer. Could be a little bit less, but it has great roastiness. It's not too sticky mouthfeel. It's really good. Totally drinkable, man. It's like really, very, very well balanced, easy drinking black IPA. For my one word, they've got these black wolves on the label. It has something to do with, like, when the ice starts to break and the wolves are, like, walking delicately across the ice in the springtime. That's where they get the idea for the black IPA. So, I don't know. Something to do with wolves. I think I'm going to go with that. I'm going to take two words, smash them, and I'm going to go with, like, crosty. Because it's, like, creamy and it's roasty. I'm going to go crosty.
Okay. Crosty.
It's crosty, bro.
Crosty,
bro.
Whoa,
that wave was crosty.
So crosty.
So that's the Alaskan Black IPA. Sweet ones. Now, those are our pint ratings for this week. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Untappd. We're also on Google+ individually. You can find us there. You can subscribe to our podcast in iTunes, and we're also available on Callisto.fm.
Yeah. Check out our Wicked website, BeerCoastersPodcast.com. All kinds of cool things on there, including our shop link. If you didn't get your Salancha Beer Coasters St. Patrick's Day t-shirt. There's other shirts on there, limited editions and whatnot, shirts and steins and stickers and things. As we
check
like
back
to say.
Often.
Yes. And try checking out Toby's Brews Paper. If you click on the Brews Paper link on the website, you can see all kind of cool beer-related news and stories and videos and things. It's daily, folks. It's a daily Brews Paper. Check it out.
Try it. You'll like it.
in tribute to it, if you wish.
Tell your friends about the show. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to support your local brewery, brew pubs, beer bars, and your local homebrewers.
The neighborhood homebrewers.
Yeah.
Drink, knock on the door.
Drink local, because local's fresh.
Don't drink and drive. That's just dumb.
Shoutouts.
Shoutouts this week. What do we got? Gino Kenny?
Yeah.
Tom in L.A.? Who else we got?
We got John Hall, Katie Stinchin, and our good buddy
Tony from Beer 411.
So is it Tony Leone or is it Tony Leone?
I don't know. Yeah, he should let us know. If you listen to this week's show, let us know, Tony. Is it Tony Leone or Tony Leone?
If it's Tony Leone, that would be pretty cool.
Pretty cool. Oh, yeah. Totally. Tony Leone.
Hey. How you doing, Tony Leone? Hey. This guy.
So, we didn't have any backwards this week.
I think we just lost probably our most dedicated listener.
Yeah, we might have. I hope he wasn't offended. We love you, Tony. Keep sending the backwash and the retweets and the tweets
and the beer.
And all that stuff. And the beer, yeah. Which we got to talk about again.
Oh, so. you got to send Mike some, who is that, Connecticut?
Yeah.
Willimantic?
Yeah, Willimantic.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me some Willimantic and I'll give you some special
Sam Adams beer.
Only. No, I'll get some Massachusetts
only
beer.
I'll send you the Alpine Spring.
What was left over in the spring pack?
Yeah.
No, I'll send you some good stuff. Some good, limited, hard-to-find stuff. I probably still have stuff in my fridge right now that is tough to get. So anyway, send us some backwash. It's backwash at beercoasterspodcast.com. I'm sure we're going to get some backwash from Tony. And you could also drunk dial us if you wish. We prefer it, actually. It's 339-BACKWASH. That's 339-225-9274. That's backwash without the C.
And a reminder to all of our listeners, this is your show.
We're just drinking in it.
Cheers.
Cheers.
See you next week.
Next week we're
cleaning out the beer fridge.
Cleaning out the beer fridge. That's right, folks.
It'll be random.
Random and more than one. That's for sure.
Yes. I think Mike's doing like 10 or 12 beers next
what?
Week.
What?
Cheers.
Cheers.
Thank you for joining us in this issue of Beer Coasters. Podcast with us next week. Right here on Beer Coasters.
Lug, lug. Alaskans.